Part 3, Accountability in Waldorf Education. Chapter 8, The Preparation, Profession, and Practice of a Waldorf Class Teacher. In this part, we take up the questions raised at the end of the last chapter. How can we know whether Waldorf class teachers' assessments of their students' progress are valid and reliable? How is accountability ensured in Waldorf education? To answer these questions, we describe first the accreditation requirements of Waldorf schools and Waldorf teacher education programs, and then the typical professional preparation of the Waldorf class teachers who complete these programs. Then, in Chapter 9, we present three Waldorf school systems for mentoring and evaluating both new and experienced teachers. It is by means of these internal systems and processes Waldorf educators maintain that Waldorf schools are held to the highest standards and are accountable to parents, students, and the wider community in the absence of external standards and standardized testing. The information that we present on these topics is based on interviews, websites, and documents. From OSNA officials, we obtained information and documents regarding the criteria for membership and accreditation by that organization and details about the lengthy process entailed. From heads of three Waldorf teacher education programs, we obtained information about the professional preparation of Waldorf teachers, supplemented by details from their websites. 2 years after working with the nine teachers who participated in the case studies, we interviewed those teachers again and obtained from them descriptions and documentation of their school systems for evaluating teachers and ensuring teacher effectiveness. The accreditation of Waldorf schools and teacher education centers. Accountability in Waldorf education is mainly, but not only, internal accountability. The Association of Waldorf Schools of North America, OSNA, has established standards and requirements that must be met for a school to call itself a Waldorf school, and it monitors compliance with those standards, requirements, and an accreditation process. But also, most Waldorf schools seek and are granted accreditation by regional agencies that oversee independent schools. OSNA is a membership organization with a decentralized structure for leadership and activities. Its mission, according to one brochure, is to articulate the vision of independent Waldorf education in North America and protect its service mark, provide mentoring and accreditation for schools, provide a central resource for information and publications, serve as the singular voice for Waldorf education, and act as an advocate for a new approach to understanding and appreciating childhood. To facilitate associative activities, it has divided its membership of schools and teacher education centers into 8 geological regions. Each full member school in a region appoints 2 delegates to a regional delegate circle. Each of the 8 regional circles elects 1 member to serve on a national leadership council. 4 OSNA subcommittees also each have a representative on this council. A 3-person executive team oversees administration, outreach and development, and programs. OSNA holds the Waldorf service mark. A school or teacher education center cannot legally call itself a Waldorf school or a Waldorf institute unless OSNA recognizes it as such. In order to become a full member of OSNA, a school or teacher education center must go through a rigorous series of preliminary steps that may take many years. OSNA calls this process the path to membership. Obviously, it is in OSNA's interest to require schools to maintain the highest standards in regard to teacher professionalism. In addition to compliance with standards for teachers, the steps involve establishing fiscal stability, healthy and transparent administration and governance, facilities and safety, and other matters. To establish a status of developing member, a school makes an initial commitment to an ongoing process of self-study and peer review. This process is guided by a set of shared principles which we describe below. The first principal step for the developing member is the creation of a 3-year development plan. A support team made up of representatives of full member schools in the region of the applicant school accompanies the school through the fulfillment of this plan. To comply with the guidelines for the 3-year plan, a school must answer a series of questions about its plans for pedagogical development, business development, finances and legal issues, professional development of its teachers, including establishing teacher evaluation programs, the work of the Board of Trustees, administration and community relations, facilities and environment, including capital development plans. When the plan has been carried out and the school is judged to be sufficiently mature, it applies for candidate status, the second step in the process. After a further 3 years and following further successful evaluation with site visits by the support team, the school can be recognized as a full member. If a school aims for full membership plus OSNA accreditation, a further step, the composition of the support team is national and will include representatives from other independent schools. The team reviews and examines the school's previous accreditation documents, school handbooks, budgets, plans for children needing special attention, teacher evaluation system, self-study reports, and anything else that is pertinent. The OSNA accreditation team does 3 days of intensive observation and interviews teachers, staff, parents, and students to discover if the self-study is reflected in the day-to-day work of the school. The team submits its report to the school and to the Accreditation Review Committee, ARC, of OSNA, with commendations on areas of particular merit and with recommendations to ensure school development into the future. The ARC decides if the school should be or continue to be accredited and whether to impose conditions. The team and the ARC are looking for a robust curriculum, properly trained and evaluated teachers, healthy infrastructure, effective administration structures and procedures, community inclusiveness, and delivery of the education promised in the taking of tuition. An OSNA-accredited school may seek dual accreditation with an independent state or regional accrediting body. In other words, all OSNA full-member schools must be qualified through a rigorous self-study and peer review process that establishes compliance with the shared principles and proof of ongoing school improvement. All full-member schools commit to a 7 to 10 year cycle of self-study and peer review. Criteria for membership, OSNA Shared Principles for Schools. This 5-page document sets forth the criteria for full membership status under 5 headings. 1. Purpose, goals, and philosophy. 2. Educational program, activities, and student services, specifying faculty responsibilities. 3. School governance, administration, finance, and law, specifying requirements for nonprofit status. 4. Personnel. 5. Community of the school. Transparency in all areas of school functioning is required. The first principle under the first heading states that the applicant school must be an independent institution working out of the pedagogical indications of Rudolf Steiner, based on anthroposophy, the philosophy initiated by Rudolf Steiner, holding the view of the human being as one of body, soul, and spirit. Other principles in this section concern the clear articulation of the educational mission of the school, full disclosure of the school's mission, policies, programs and practices, and congruence between the stated mission and actual program. Stated under the second heading, Educational Program Activities and Student Services, is the principle of faculty responsibility for the educational program and for appropriate recreating and renewing of the Waldorf curriculum. The basis for comprehensive student assessment is stated here as well. The school must promote student development in thinking, cognitive domain, feeling, affective domain, and willing, psychomotor development, in an age-appropriate manner by addressing the emerging individual of the whole human being in both the process and the content of the curriculum. Other principles under this heading include the requirement for a program with an age-appropriate balance of language, math, natural science, social science, humanities, fine arts, practical arts, performing arts, physical education, and practical work, for the provision of regular oral and written assignments of progress of each student and sharing of these assessments with the family in an open and timely manner, and for access to program supports, for example, special needs support, to sufficient instructional materials and equipment, and to quality library and or media center facilities as appropriate to Waldorf pedagogy. Under school governance, administrations, finance, and law are stated the requirements for a school to be a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, for clearly stated decision-making processes for the administration of the school, for compliance with applicable discrimination laws, for the meeting of health, fire, and other codes, for management of financial resources, budgeting, accounting, auditing, long-range planning, for the undertaking of self-study and peer review every 7 to 10 years, and related matters. The section on personnel concerns qualifications for teaching and other positions, recruitment, hiring, evaluation and dismissal, fairness in regard to salaries and benefits, required evaluations for teachers and other staff, record keeping, and related matters. The last section, community of the school, concerns procedures for communication with and involvement of parents, students, and friends of the school. Clarity in stated criteria for admissions and dismissals, clearly articulated policies on expected and acceptable student behavior, grievance procedures, and the provision of competent supervision of students during school hours. Commitment to implementing these principles, and we cite only a sample, is the first step and continuing foundation for a school to be recognized by OSNA as a Waldorf school. Waldorf teacher education centers, or institutes, the nomenclature varies, follow a similar path to full membership in OSNA. Applicant centers make a commitment to self-study and peer review guided by a shared principles document, which is similar to the one for schools in scope and intent, but adjusted for the different purpose of a teacher education center. The applicant center, or institute, works with a support team assigned by the Teacher Education Network, a subcommittee within OSNA, on a 3-year development plan. During the developing phase, an institute submits annual progress reports as it brings its education program into compliance with the shared principles. When approved for candidate status, the institute undertakes a comprehensive self-study. The support team supplements the self-study with a peer review and site visits. When approved as a full member, a teacher education center is expected to participate in a 7-to-10-year cycle of self-study and peer review as a condition of continuing full membership. The membership and accreditation process described above are carried out by Waldorf educators, usually practicing or retired teachers appointed to that function because of their long experience with Waldorf education. But it is not a process isolated from contact with a larger education profession. OSNA has dual accreditation agreements with 16 regional and national school accrediting agencies. It is itself accredited as an accrediting agency by the National Council for Private School Accreditation. The three schools that participated in the case studies reported in Part 2 are accredited by OSNA. In addition, two have accreditation by the New England Association of Schools and Colleges, NEASC, and one by the Association of Independent Schools of New England, AISNE. The formal preparation of Waldorf class teachers. There were, at the time of writing, 14 Waldorf school education centers in the United States, 2 in Canada, and 1 in Mexico. The role of the teacher education centers is to prepare teachers to teach according to the teaching standards of Waldorf pedagogy. We consulted the websites and interviewed the heads of 3 teacher education centers, Rudolf Steiner College in Sacramento, California, Sunbridge Institute in Spring Valley, New York, and Antioch University, New England, in Keene, New Hampshire. Rudolf Steiner College and the Antioch University program are full members of OSNA. Sunbridge Institute has a candidate status, one step up from full membership status. See antiochne.edu, steinercollege.edu, and sunbridge.edu for current information about their programs. Sunbridge Institute is licensed by the New York State Bureau of Proprietary School Supervision. Rudolf Steiner College is licensed by the California Bureau of Private Post-Secondary Education and the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. The Antioch program is accredited with a Higher Learning Commission to confer a master's degree in education. The entry requirements for the 3 centers are similar, and the courses cover the same topics. When and how the topics are covered varies. The curriculum includes courses in child and human development, pedagogical skills, the arts, and practical experience in the classroom. It includes courses for the development of contemplative practices, discussed below, and for working effectively with colleagues. Specific courses listed in the Sunbridge catalog include philosophy and history of education, child development and the principles of teaching for the developmental stages, Waldorf pedagogical foundations, personal development, classroom, community building, celebrating festivals, and others, organization and governance in independent schools, remediation, observation, collegial relations, the teaching of language arts, assessment of student learning, teaching of subjects, math, geometry, handwork, science, history, fine arts, and others. All 3 programs have options for part-time and summer study. For example, Sunbridge Institute offers a part-time low residency program of 33 months, with 3 3-week summer intensive and 3 1-week fall intensives and 3 1-week spring intensives. The total class time in this option is 537 hours plus 220 hours of student teaching. Students entering the programs are required to have a BA or some equivalent college degree. All the centers require a year of foundation studies before the program begins or is part of the first year. Foundation studies consist of studying the basic works of Rudolf Steiner and taking up artistic activities to prepare for teaching the children. The artistic activities include, but are not limited to, watercolor painting, blackboard drawing, recorder playing, clay modeling, storytelling, and form drawing. For explanation of form drawing, see description of the Waldorf curriculum in Chapter 2. One other requirement for becoming a Waldorf teacher is the willingness to become a self-reflective practitioner. Student teachers are asked to begin their inner work by using suggested meditations from Steiner. For example, they may reflect on his soul calendar verses that can help one become aware of the cycle of the year and sensitive to its impact on the human being. They are told that an essential part of a Waldorf class teacher's inner work will also be the practice of reflecting on the individual students each day. Waldorf teacher education programs, which are strictly non-sectarian, strive to address the student teacher's quest for the knowledge, insight, and moral imagination needed to bring balance and healing to human beings, communities, and the earth itself. Sunbridge Institute's ND website tells prospective teachers that for the first Waldorf school, Rudolf Steiner was looking for teachers who would have profound respect and even reverence for the dignity of each child, and the devotion to bring out what lived within each child's soul, and the creativity to spark their students' imagination and a commitment and striving to develop and cultivate their own humanity and a deep interest in the world. These qualities, Steiner believed, were essential to the success of this new approach to teaching and learning, and these qualities are still the basis of Waldorf education around the world today. Waldorf teaching principles. Formal teacher preparation begins by introducing prospective teachers to the fundamental principles of Waldorf pedagogy that deals with the nature of the human being, the developmental stages of childhood, and how to teach children at each of those stages. Antioch University, ND, tells prospective teachers that Waldorf education encompasses a comprehensive program designed to educate the heart and hands of the child as well as the mind. The Waldorf curriculum exposes the child to a broad range of disciplines in ways appropriate for a given age and level of development. Its ultimate goal is to awaken within the child a steadily increasing intellectual capacity, a deeply held love for learning, a will to work, and a strong sense of moral responsibility to guide the child through adolescence and into adulthood. The program description makes it clear to prospective teachers that a responsible Waldorf class teacher will work in the spirit of this ideal and that the Waldorf approach places great emphasis on the teachers fully recognizing the unique abilities and limitations of each individual child. Of prime importance, therefore, is the close personal relationship that develops between teacher and student. For class elementary teachers, the goal is to stay with the same group of children for 8 years and teach the core subjects, math, English language, arts, science, social studies, geography, history, form drawing, painting, basic music skills, music literacy, singing and recorder, poetry recitation, drama, and social skills. These training programs explain to prospective teachers the pedagogical importance of the threefold nature of the child, which guides all lesson preparation. Teachers are taught to be aware of the physical and emotional stages of the student's development, as well as the development of cognitive abilities. They must be able to plan and carry out lessons that awaken, inspire, or stimulate children's faculties of thinking, feeling, and doing. The programs also teach prospective teachers about the three broad stages, 3 7-year cycles of child development that are important for pedagogy. Within the middle cycle, ages 7 through 13 or 14, the elementary school years, are two nodes that are important for teachers to be aware of and understand. These are the 9th and 12th year when noticeable changes in cognitive, psychomotor, and affective capabilities take place. Waldorf teachers are taught to address new levels of skills at these turning points. Professionals outside the Waldorf movement have recognized the importance of these changes. For example, Piaget and Inhelder, 1969 to 2000, Vygotsky, 1978. Student teachers encounter these principles in all their courses. They are the foundation for the practical delivery of the curriculum in the classroom, planning lessons, conducting instruction, and making student assessments. The main lesson framework. All class teachers are taught to follow a basic pattern for teaching the main lesson subject during the first 2 hours of the day. They need to plan to immerse the students in the experience of the topic from many points of entry. An approach similar to what Gardner, 1993, suggests is important for addressing the several different intelligences of each student in each lesson. First, teachers are to guide students in warm-up activities, greetings, verses, songs, recitations, movement, mental math, and spelling. They plan these activities to relate to the main lesson topic or to the season. The pattern changes as the grades progress. Younger children spend more time on movement activities and kinesthetic learning, while the older students may concentrate more on music, recitation, mental math, or spelling. The next part of the main lesson consists of reviewing the previous day's lesson and introducing new material through storytelling, narrative, or demonstration. Teachers are taught to use original source materials to shape the lessons and make them relevant to the students by posing leading or basic questions, having them observe science demonstrations, gather flora on nature walks, or any other creative pursuit of a subject. In lectures to teachers of the first Waldorf school, Rudolf Steiner, 1921-2003, emphasized the importance of careful preparation. It is obvious that such a method makes tremendous demands on teachers. Such preparation may not always be practical or possible, but if the teacher wants to succeed in carrying a comprehensive and living presentation of the subject into the classroom, such private preparation is fundamental, pages 118-119. The conclusion of main lesson consists of student work time. Students may be asked to draw or write in their main lesson books, or work in groups on a project. The teacher, meanwhile, may be checking in with individual students or groups to make suggestions, pose questions, or clarify understandings as needed. Their age determines whether students are to copy models of writing or drawing given by the teacher, or making up their own. These teacher education programs require an internship or field experience, during which student teachers observe experienced teachers. They are then evaluated while serving as practice teachers in real classrooms. Evaluation, while still in the education program, prepares them for the regular reviews they will undergo throughout their Waldorf teaching career. The criteria that student teachers at Rudolf Steiner College must meet are that each candidate demonstrates the ability to effectively make subject matter comprehensible to his or her students, displays an ability to engage students and support their learning process, demonstrates the capacity to formulate multiple measures for assessing student learning, inclusive of both formative and summative assessment tools, produces clear, rational-based planning documents for the yearly, monthly, weekly, and daily educational activities, plans personal and professional goals conducive to continual growth in his or her vocation. The Waldorf Curriculum and the Art of Teaching. The Waldorf Elementary Level Curriculum is a particular sequence of subjects key to the developmental stages of students. Within the framework of the curriculum, teachers are free to find creative ways to engage students in the topic while following the principles described above. Thus, one part of Waldorf teacher preparation is the learning of many ways of integrating storytelling and narratives, movement and games, visual arts and music into their teaching of academic subjects. Waldorf Education views teaching as an art. To speak of the art of teaching is to elevate teaching to the creative level of an artist. The practice of the art of teaching students in the middle stage of childhood entails appealing to and awakening their feeling life in a way that stimulates their imaginations. Students learn that, in Waldorf pedagogical terminology, the life of feeling does not refer to emotions which are personal and subjective. Rather, the feeling life is activated by what Waldorf educators call the heart forces. The heart forces of children and adults are the source of their connection to everything in life. They are what allow children and adults to sense the quality of an experience, develop compassion and morality, and be open to new possibilities. In order to activate these forces in students, the teacher needs to create experiences that awaken, for example, the feeling of wonder at the natural world, a feeling awareness, for the history or mythology of an ancient culture, a feeling or understanding of a striking geographic feature, such as volcanoes or the vastness of the oceans. Even in teaching math, a teacher can awaken feelings if she presents it imaginatively. For example, an intuitive sense for the order and harmony of numbers and relationships. The literature on emotional intelligence, which we cite elsewhere, confirms the inextricability of feeling and knowing. The knowing that something is true is always a feeling knowing, a feeling for truth. This concern to evoke feeling responses like awe, wonder, and curiosity is similar to the constructivist approach that urges teachers to make lessons relevant to the students, Brooks and Brooks, 1993-1999. Also see the discussion of motivation in Chapter 7. Waldorf Teacher Preparation Programs supply teachers with concrete suggestions on how to bring this about in the classroom. For example, the Waldorf approach to teaching science is phenomenological. A teacher of fifth grade botany might have students work with actual leaves that they collect themselves and then draw in their main lesson books. She might have them imagine how the tree grows from seed to the mature tree, which one cannot witness but must be imagined. She might also integrate the biography of scientists into the lesson so students understand the links between history, human character, and scientific discovery. A teacher of fourth grade grammar might use stories from Norse mythology as a basis for learning about verb tenses. The story of the Norns, who control human destiny, past, present, and future, can bring life and meaning to what might otherwise be a lesson devoid of feeling or imagination. Teacher self-development. The nightly reflection on individual students is considered indispensable for teaching in Waldorf pedagogy. This is because Waldorf educators understand that a reflective practice helps to train the powers of observation of both others, for example, the children, and of the self in relationship to those others. Teachers need to be aware of their inner changes or resources which are needed for meeting the changing demands of students and their families over the course of 8 years. How teachers shape their interactions with first graders who are immersed in the world of fairy tales will be different from how they interact with fifth graders who are ready for technical terms and historical facts. Through the nightly reflection that is part of the contemplative work, the teacher can expect to gain insights about individual children, understand their temperaments and how to work with them, and how to find the right material for the lesson that meets group and individual needs. The nightly reflection helps in sensing how to address social situations. Teachers are taught to use pedagogical stories in the younger grades and with older students to work explicitly with the idea of social inclusion, tolerance for differences, compassion, and other moral principles. Professional collaboration. The Waldorf teacher education programs also prepare prospective Waldorf teachers for working collaboratively with their colleagues in the faculty. Faculty members in Waldorf schools are active participants in a collaborative leadership model of running a school. There are no principals or headmasters in Waldorf schools. As a member of the faculty, teachers are required to participate in numerous weekly meetings with colleagues. When ready to carry more than her daily teaching responsibilities, a teacher may join the College of Teachers, which is responsible for the quality of the curriculum and pedagogy, teacher evaluations, and working with the board and administrative staff to ensure smooth running of all aspects of the school. Student teachers are also informed that they should expect to continue their professional development once they enter the field. What students are taught about student assessment. According to the program directors we interviewed, the goal of teacher preparation in regard to student assessment is to provide new teachers with firm grounding in the pedagogical fundamentals, in which teaching and assessing are simultaneous. Prospective class teachers learn to conduct classroom assessments continuously and in accord with the pedagogical principles described above. Courses on teaching specific subjects address student assessment in the context of that subject, but student assessment is not itself taught as a separate course. This is so in the education of Waldorf class, elementary, teachers. The Antioch Education Program for Waldorf High School teachers includes a professional seminar in student assessment, covering grades, report writing, portfolio review, and other aspects. Prospective high school teachers are also taught guidelines for assessing student progress in each specific academic subject. For example, the weighting of grades for essays and independent projects. The emphasis is on skillful observation of students at all times, and the making of assessments based on knowledge of both the individual and the developmental stage of the child, which they study in the work of Piaget, Vygotsky, Gardner, and others, as well as Steiner. Student teachers are taught how to evaluate the main lesson book as an indication of the student's level of attainment. They are shown examples of main lesson books that have been completed by students at various grade levels at nearby Waldorf schools. These books show the range of materials that may be included and the quality of work that students are expected to do at each grade level. Samples of several students' work from the same subject block show the range of abilities that can be expected within a class. Student teachers are taught to write narrative reports that reflect the many aspects of the child's development and are to be considered open-ended, especially in the early grades. By the time students reach sixth grade, assessment of academic work with rating scales, rubrics, and grades is appropriate. Even then, reports should include evaluation of the student's relationship with classmates and the teachers, his physical health and development, and his capabilities in non-academic areas of development. The training gives only general indications for the writing of formal assessments, always curriculum embedded, based on classroom activities and assignments. Because policies and procedures for written reports are largely the purview of the individual schools, the narrative report and parent-teacher conferences are universal in Waldorf education, but individual schools vary in regard to the frequency and formatting of mid-year or end-of-block reports. When a new teacher joins the faculty of a Waldorf school, he will need to conform to that school's specific policies and procedures. Completion of a Waldorf class teacher preparation program at one of OSNA's full member training institutes qualifies a teacher to teach in a Waldorf school. These programs have in recent years included one or two full years of apprenticeship training in the classroom of an OSNA member school following graduation and before working as a primary or lead teacher. However, professional education is expected to continue under the auspices of the faculty of the school where the new teacher obtains a teaching position. Regular teacher evaluations, which we describe in the next chapter, often result in a recommendation for the taking of a workshop or course to upgrade teaching skills. Most class teachers take such courses whether asked to do so or not. The teaching standards by which teachers are evaluated include the willingness to continually improve and reach for higher levels of excellence. Many of these courses help teachers to prepare to teach specific subjects at increasingly higher levels each year. For example, some courses offered at one summer program were Singing Through the Grades, World Languages, Active Learning and Awakening the Intellect in Grades 4, 5, and 6, Storytelling, The Teacher's Greatest Tool, The Art of Storytelling in the Classroom, Romans, Renaissance, and Revolution, Academic Learning Through Hands-on Curriculum for Grades 6, 7, and 8, Shakespeare with Adolescents, Who Is It That Can Tell Me Who I Am, Severance, Storm, and Serenity, Grades 3, 4, and 5 in the Waldorf school setting, Teaching Math in Grades 6, 7, and 8. Another summer program offered Getting Off on the Right Foot, Teaching Grades 1 and 2, Finding Our Feet, The Earth is Our House, Teaching Grades 3 and 4, The Turning Point of Childhood, Teaching Grades 5 and 6, Discovery and Enlightenment, Teaching Grades 7 and 8. These particular courses were part of the 2013 and 2014 annual summer programs of the Center for Anthroposophy in Wilton, New Hampshire, which is affiliated with and draws faculty from the Antioch University New England Waldorf Teacher Education Program. It would be accurate to say that a Waldorf teacher's professional development never ends. Just as Waldorf education aims to prepare students for lifelong learning, so Waldorf teacher education encourages student teachers to embrace a commitment to lifelong, or at least career-long, professional and self-development. It should be part of their professional identity.